Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've pressed play today because we're diving into one of the most important topics in the whole of human geography, rapid urbanisation in developing and emerging world cities and the challenges that come with it. This is a topic that examiners absolutely love to test, and by the end of this episode, you'll feel completely confident tackling any question they throw at you. So, let's get started. First, let's make sure we're all on the same page. What do we actually mean by rapid urbanisation? Urbanisation is the process by which an increasing proportion of a country's population comes to live in towns and cities. The word rapid is really important here. It means this process is happening very quickly, often faster than governments and city planners can keep up with. And that speed is exactly what creates the challenges we're going to explore today. Now, the classic case study you'll want to know inside out is Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. Rio has a population of around 13.5 million people in its metropolitan area, making it one of the largest cities in South America. Approximately 22% of Rio's population, that's over a million people, live in informal settlements called favelas. The largest of these, Rocinha, is home to somewhere between 70,000 and 180,000 people, depending on which estimate you use. That's a huge range, and it tells you something important. In informal settlements, it's very hard to even count the population accurately. So why does rapid urbanisation happen in the first place? There are two key forces at work, push factors and pull factors. Push factors drive people away from rural areas. Things like poverty, lack of jobs, poor access to education and healthcare, and sometimes natural disasters or conflict. Pull factors attract people to cities. The promise of better paid work, access to schools and hospitals, and the social opportunities that cities offer. In Brazil, rural to urban migration has been a major driver of Rio's growth, particularly from the poor northeast of the country. Now, here's the crucial point for your exam. The challenges in Rio, and in cities like it, are not just caused by urbanisation. They are caused by rapid urbanisation. The city simply cannot build houses, roads, schools and sewers fast enough to keep up with the pace of population growth. That distinction between urbanisation and rapid urbanisation is something examiners specifically look for. If you make that link in your answer, you will earn higher marks. Let's now work through the main challenges, one by one. Challenge number one, housing. When people arrive in a city faster than formal housing can be built, they have no choice but to build their own. This is how favelas develop. Houses in favelas are typically self-built from whatever materials are available. Corrugated iron, wood, plastic sheeting, breeze blocks. They are often built on steep hillsides or flood-prone land that nobody else wants, which creates additional risks. Residents in favelas frequently lack legal ownership of the land they build on, which means they can be evicted at any time and have no security. Overcrowding is severe. Multiple families may share a single small dwelling. Challenge number two, infrastructure. Infrastructure means the basic systems a city needs to function. Roads, water supply, electricity, sewage systems, waste collection. In rapidly growing cities, infrastructure simply cannot keep pace. In Rio's favelas, open sewers run through narrow alleyways. Access to clean drinking water is unreliable. Electricity is often obtained illegally by tapping into nearby power lines, which is both dangerous and unstable. Roads are too narrow for emergency vehicles. Traffic congestion in the wider city is severe, with Rio regularly experiencing gridlock. Challenge number three, employment. This is where the concept of the informal economy becomes really important. The formal economy consists of registered jobs with contracts, minimum wage protections, and tax contributions. The informal economy consists of unregistered work, street vending, domestic work, small-scale repairs, waste collection. In Rio, around 60% of workers are employed in the informal sector. Informal workers are underemployed. They may work long hours for very low pay, with no sick pay, no holiday entitlement, and no job security. This perpetuates a cycle of poverty that is very difficult to escape. Challenge number four, pollution. Rapid urbanisation creates multiple types of pollution. Air pollution comes from the sheer volume of vehicles on congested roads, as well as from informal industry and waste burning. Water pollution is a serious problem. Guanabara in Rio, which was famously used for the 2016 Olympic sailing events, is heavily polluted with sewage and industrial waste.
Noise pollution from construction, traffic, and dense living conditions affects residents' quality of life and health. And solid waste, rubbish, accumulates in areas where formal collection services don't reach.
Now, let's turn to the second major part of this topic, management strategies. Examiners will always ask you to evaluate these. That means you need to know both the advantages and the disadvantages. Management strategies fall into two broad categories, and you absolutely must be able to distinguish between them. Top-down approaches are large-scale, government-led initiatives. The government, or sometimes an international organisation, designs and funds a project, and it is imposed on the community from above. In Rio, the most famous example is the Favela Bairro project, which began in 1994. The Brazilian government invested around $300 million to upgrade favelas across the city. The project provided paved roads, proper sanitation systems, electricity connections, community centres, and crucially, legal land titles for residents. This gave people security of tenure for the first time. The advantages of top-down approaches are that they can be large-scale and fast, bringing significant improvements to infrastructure that communities could never afford themselves. The disadvantages are that they can ignore the specific needs of local communities, and in some cases, slum clearance programs have forcibly displaced residents to make way for new developments, which simply moves the problem rather than solving it. Bottom-up approaches are community-led. They start from the grassroots, from the people who actually live in the area. Self-help schemes are a classic example. The government provides a basic plot of land with essential services like water and electricity connections, and residents build their own homes using their own labour and materials. This is sometimes called a site and service scheme. Microfinance schemes provide small loans to individuals to start businesses or improve their homes. Community associations, called associações in Brazil, organise local residents to advocate for improvements and manage shared resources. The advantages of bottom-up approaches are that they are sustainable, they empower communities, and they are tailored to local needs. The disadvantages are that they are slow, small-scale, and depend on community capacity and organisation. The key evaluative point, and this will earn you marks in a 9-mark or 12-mark question, is that neither approach alone is sufficient. The most effective management combines both government investment in large-scale infrastructure alongside community-led improvements that are sensitive to local needs and sustainable in the long term. Now, let's talk exam technique. This is where I want to give you some really specific advice. First, always name your case study and use specific facts and figures. Examiners are looking for located examples. Don't just say a city in Brazil, say Rio de Janeiro. Don't just say many people live in informal settlements. Say approximately 22% of Rio's population, over 1 million people, live in favelas. Specific statistics demonstrate geographical knowledge and earn marks. Second, link your challenges explicitly to rapid growth. A common mistake is to describe the challenges of urbanization without explaining why the rapid pace makes them worse. Always use phrases like, because the city grew so quickly, infrastructure could not keep pace, or the speed of population growth meant that formal housing construction was far outstripped by demand. Third, evaluate. Don't just describe. When a question asks you to assess or evaluate management strategies, you must give a balanced judgment. Weigh up the advantages and disadvantages and reach a clear conclusion. Fourth, know your command words. Describe means give features, no explanation needed. Explain means give reasons. Use connective language like because, therefore, this means that. Assess or evaluate means make a judgment, weigh up the evidence and reach a conclusion. Now for our quick fire recall quiz. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Pause the podcast, think of your answer, then press play to hear the response. Question 1. What percentage of Rio de Janeiro's population lives in favelas? The answer is approximately 22%. Question 2. What is the difference between the formal and informal economy? The formal economy consists of registered, contracted employment. The informal economy consists of unregistered work without legal protections. Question 3. Name one top-down management strategy used in Rio. The Favela Bairro project, which began in 1994 with a $300 million government investment. Question 4. What is a site and service scheme? A bottom-up approach where the government provides a plot of land with basic services and residents build their own homes. Question 5. Why is it important to link challenges to rapid growth rather than just urbanisation? Because the speed of growth means that infrastructure, housing and services cannot keep pace with population increase. It is the pace of change that creates the crisis, not urbanisation itself. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Rapid urbanisation in developing and emerging world cities creates a range of interconnected challenges. Housing shortages lead to the growth of informal settlements like favelas, characterised by self-built homes, lack of legal tenure, and overcrowding. Infrastructure deficits mean inadequate roads, unreliable water and electricity supply, and open sewers. Employment challenges include widespread underemployment and reliance on the informal economy. Pollution, air, water, noise, and solid waste affects quality of life and health. These challenges are managed through a combination of top-down government-led approaches, such as Rio's Favela Bairro project, and bottom-up community-led approaches, such as self-help schemes and microfinance. The most effective strategies combine both. In your exam, always use specific named examples, link challenges to the pace of growth, and evaluate management strategies with a balanced judgment. You've done brilliantly today. Keep revising, keep practicing those exam questions, and remember, specific knowledge, clear explanation, and confident evaluation are the three keys to success in GCSE geography. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.